In Iraq, people are mulling over the re-election of President Bush. Most Iraqis say the outcome of the 2004 vote doesn't make much difference to them, given the level of chaos in their own country. But NPR's Philip Reeves reports from Baghdad they've still followed developments with keen interest.
For the broadcasters of Iraq, there's no lack of news these days. They speak of kidnappings, beheadings and bombs. But today, one subject overshadows all others.
If it's Bush or Kerry, the policy of the U.S. is the same. It's a colonial policy. It does not benefit the Iraqi people. The Americans want to bring in big companies and control the world without any competition.
On a talk show on the internationally funded Radio Dijla in Baghdad, Iraqi callers debate the fact that the man who dispatched U.S. forces into their country will continue to influence their fate. Under Saddam, when there was more censorship and less media technology, no U.S. elections were followed in such detail. As the results rolled in, the popular Arabic-language Al Arabiya TV network, victim of a deadly car bombing outside its Baghdad bureau a few days ago, kept a running on-screen tally of Electoral College votes. Ordinary Iraqis fretted over the count in Ohio, New Mexico, and Iowa. Today was the morning after. Ali Kadim is following Al Arabiya's post-election coverage inside the Baghdad electronics shop where he works. He believes Bush will now be in a stronger position to tackle Iraq's problems.
He will increase the number of U.S. troops in Iraq, that's for sure. Because before the elections, he demanded more money to pay for them. So he will definitely increase troops so he can control the situation in Iraq.
But such optimism is rare in Baghdad. Ashwaq Altai, head of a women's organization, thinks Bush's victory heralds more conflict.
What I know is that Bush will increase the resistance, not decrease it. And his re-election will increase the resistance.
I am indifferent to whatever happens in the United States.
Saad Jawad is professor of political science at the University of Baghdad. He's an analyst of international affairs, yet today he's finding it hard to care about who's in the White House.
The situation I'm living in is so difficult, so chaotic, so dangerous, so bloody, that so risky, so miserable that I cannot think of anything else but the state and the state of this country.
What of the insurgents' reaction? One argument says they'll likely welcome the result, as a second Bush administration will continue to face deep international divisions over the U.S. mission in Iraq. Professor Saad Jawad treats this theory with caution, but he adds,
they certainly would like to see Bush in power in order to fight him in person, because they think that he is the one who created, or he was the one responsible for what's happening here.
Now another contest looms closer to home. On Dijla Radio, government commercials exhort Iraqis to vote in Iraq's first post-Saddam elections. These are supposed to happen before the end of January, but problems abound, especially the escalating level of violence. Philip Reeves, NPR News, Baghdad.